And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of April, 2010. It was on this day, 1633, Galileo Galilei stood trial before the Roman Inquisition to defend the publication of his book, Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems. It all started 90 years before when the Polish astronomer Copernicus published his book, which laid out his revolutionary theory that the Earth and other celestial objects rotate around the sun. It was at odds with the accepted understanding, which the Church promoted, that the Earth was at the center. Copernicus died about the same time he published his book, so he never got into trouble. But Galileo was already famous. He was a respected scientist, one of the first to show that math could be used to explain the laws of nature and to show that falling objects accelerate at a uniform rate regardless of their weight. He was interested in Copernican theory, but what proved it was the telescope. A Dutch eyeglass maker invented it, 1608, and Galileo got one, and he saw that the moon was illuminated by a reflection of the sun from the Earth, and that Jupiter was orbited by its moons. And he studied Venus and realized that the only explanation for its changing phases was that it orbited the sun. The Church held that the Earth was the center of the universe, based on a verse in the book of Joshua that describes God stopping the sun in the sky, and a verse in the Psalms that says the Earth was put on its foundations and would not move. Galileo felt that the truth of the Bible was not always literal, that it used metaphorical imagery as well. And he wrote, "I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who has endowed us with senses, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their use. He would not require us to deny sense and reason in physical matters which are set before our eyes." And so, April 1533, Galileo was called before the Inquisition in Rome. He was almost 70 years old. He was in poor health. He was condemned. He was put under house arrest. A few years later, he became blind. He died in 1642. The Church did not lift its ban on Galileo's book until 1822. Here's a poem for today by Andrew Hudgens entitled His Wife. My wife is not afraid of dirt. She spends each morning gardening, stooped over, watering, pulling weeds, removing insects from her plants and pinching them until they burst. She won't grow marigolds or hollyhocks, just onions, eggplants, peppers, peas, things we can eat. And while she sweats, I'm working on my poetry and flute. Then, growing tired of all that art, I've strolled out to the garden plot and seen her pull a tomato from the vine and bite into the unwashed fruit like a soft, hot apple in her hand. The juice streams down her dirty chin and tiny seeds stick to her lips. Her eye is clear, her body full of light, and when, at night, I hold her close, she smells of mint and lemon balm. His Wife, a poem by Andrew Hudgens from American Rendering, New and Selected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.